So, Alison Johnson, MSP, you addressed the crowd today at the Spokesbike breakfast. What was your message for the gathered crowds?
Well, the gathered crowds get larger every year, so it just proves that cycling is a real success story in Edinburgh. And I think Edinburgh could show a lot more councils across Scotland what can be done if you have a bit of vision.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're not just spending money on a minority pastime here. We're spending money on what needs to become a mainstream form of transport if we're serious about having a fitter, leaner, healthier population, if we want to see less congestion and pollution, improved air quality. I mean, really, what's not to like?
Uh-huh.
I think that I'm just astonished that the government still has the blinkers on and that we're continuing to invest way too little, less than 1% of our transport budget, on this totally viable, inexpensive, new word there, and sensible way of getting around the cities.
And so in a national picture, will you be using the Edinburgh example to try and persuade the government to
certainly take more action? Certainly. And the government does have a line, oh, this is all down to local authorities. But what sort of example is the government setting? And I think cyclists get that. That's why they peddled on Parliament, you know, in April. They didn't peddle on 32 local authorities, although I'm sure, you know, they will as time goes on. But they were just saying, we need national leadership on this issue. You know, things don't change unless you've got a really strong person at the forefront, someone whose, you know, face is recognisable, who gets enough media attention, who's saying, hang on, look what we could do.
And in the meantime, obviously, the government policy is to rely on local authorities. Are you encouraged by what you're hearing from the new council administration?
Yes, definitely. I think Edinburgh gets it, and I think the new transport convener and new council leader understand that there are, you know, the benefits here are many, and it would be foolish to cut back on investment. So I hope to see that investment grow, and I'm sure when other cities, you know, visit Edinburgh in the next few years and see what's happening here, they'll be encouraged to follow suit.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Cheers, Nick.